This is instruction for mindfulness sitting practice. To begin a regular meditation practice, looking into ourselves, let's arrange to spend this time on a regular basis, making this a time to still the mind, to comfortably still the body, a time to be free of interruptions, allowing this to be a time in which we set aside the usual mode in which we operate, that of pursuing action, activities, more or less constant doing. Switching to a mode of non-doing, a mode of simply being, allowing self to simply be. Becoming aware of our being, to be you. For this practice, consider that making this time, it is your time, a time to sit, a time to be with yourself, with full attention, with kindness and care. To be with you, just as you are, right here, right now. As we sit, allowing the posture to be an erect, dignified posture, sitting either on the floor, on a cushion, or on a chair, with feet uncrossed. As we allow the body to be still, bring attention to the fact that we are breathing. Becoming aware of the movement of breath as it comes into the body, and as it leaves the body. Not manipulating, not trying to change it. Simply aware of it and the feelings associated with breathing. And if you are comfortable with this, observing your breathing deep down in the belly, feeling the abdominal wall as it expands on the in-breath and falls back toward the spine on the out-breath. Simply being totally here in each moment with each breath. Dignity of each moment. Dignity of each breath. Not trying to do anything, not trying to get anything, just being with the breathing. Giving full care and full attention to each breath, to each in-breath, and to each out-breath, as they follow one after the other. A never-ending cycle and flow. Of course, you will notice, time to time, the mind will wander off into thoughts, fantasies, anticipations of the future, worrying, thoughts of the past, memories, whatever. Whenever you notice your attention is no longer here, no longer on the breathing, without judging, without giving yourself a hard time, intentionally, firmly, and gently, escorting the mind back to the breath, picking up wherever it happens to be, on the in-breath or the out-breath, moving up close to breathing, as if riding waves of the breath, noticing the duration of the in-breath, the duration of the out-breath, from moment to moment. simply remember that every time the mind wanders off, be aware of where it went, and gently, determinedly, escorting gently back to the breath, back to the body, to the flow of the breath. In the practice of meditation, using the awareness of your breathing and using your breath as an anchor allows you to refocus your attention to come back to the present. Whenever you notice the mind is not present, it's preoccupied, off balance, absorbed, reactive. The breath functions as an anchor to return to a state of relaxed awareness. Return to a state of stillness, which is itself a profound state of balance. As you observe your breathing, from time to time, sensations from the body come to the field of awareness. Some come as discomfort or agitation, which might be intense from time to time. Maintain awareness of the breathing. Is it possible now to expand the breath, the field of awareness, to use the breath to include all sensations of the body, to include sensations from head to toe, particularly sensations of touch, feeling the chair or the floor, contact of the feet, buttocks and legs, as you sit straight, relaxed, head balanced, dignified. Allowing the observation of the body to include not only the flow of breath, but the sense of the body as a complete whole body, with whatever sensations come up in the moment. And being here with whatever comes up, without judging it, without reacting to the feeling, just being here with it, fully present, fully aware, totally present with whatever feelings are here. Being here with the breath and with the body is a complete, dignified being. Being with life itself. Again, whenever you notice the mind may have wandered off, just bring it back to your breathing and the sense of your body as you sit here. Not going anywhere, not doing anything, just sitting. from moment to moment being fully present with yourself, just as you are, in this moment, complete, whole, here, now. And of course, and it happens with all of us, when sensations with the body become overwhelming and dominate the awareness to the point it becomes very difficult to focus and concentrate at all, if this happens with you, we offer two alternatives. One is to move to relieve some of the intensity, and if this is the choice, just be aware of the intention to do it before you actually move. And when you move, noting, being aware of the motion it takes, the muscles, the thoughts, to move into a different position. Another way is to try to stay here with it and not move. Restricting movement in these areas of intensity, just zero right in on what part of the body is feeling the intensity, putting the mind right there into the sensation or sensations, breathing into it and out from it, totally experiencing what your body is saying to you right here, right now, and responding to it by opening and softening rather than by tensing and racing and resisting, so that even when the intensity, you might find that you can come to stillness and acceptance. And even if this is difficult, simply being aware of your reactions, observing them as well as the sensation, and when the intensity subsides, reestablishing your awareness back to the body as a complete and whole organism. And the breath as it moves in and out of the body, coming back to the fullness of each in breath and each out breath. As you sit here once again, allowing the field of your awareness to expand, this time we will let the focus move toward hearing, toward sounds that we may be aware of in the environment, or perhaps from within the body, shifting one's focus of attention from the breath and sense of the body as a complete and whole body, moving it toward our ears, and letting the consciousness, particularly the consciousness of hearing, not going out searching for something to hear, reception to whatever it is that enters your consciousness as a sound. Full awareness of hearing from one moment to the next, as you sit here and as you breathe. And if you do hear something, not judging or deciding if you like it or dislike it, simply residing moment to moment, being with hearing. sitting in stillness, aware of sound, and aware of the space between sounds, aware of silence, moment by moment. And again, if at any time you find that your mind is distracted, just coming back to breathing to anchor you, or directly to your ears, to right now, and to whatever is here as you sit. As we sit here once again, I'll ask you if you're comfortable with this, to allow your field of awareness to expand. We began with your breathing, and then allowed the awareness to expand to include the whole body and any particularly intense regions of sensations, and then to include sound, realizing one can be mindful of various perceptions of one's life experience. This time will expand the awareness to include thinking, to include thoughts as they move through your mind. So rather than being distractions or breaking concentration, we will now focus and open to the observation of the thinking process itself. So, letting the breathing, the sense of the body and sound, noise and so forth, this will be in the background, and allowing the thinking process itself to become center stage, important. And rather than following individual thoughts, becoming involved with the content, and going from one thought to the next, to the next. Each thought to be seen as a thought, as an observable event. just as sound would be observable, and letting the thoughts just come and go as you sit in stillness, witnessing them, observing them. The thoughts could be about anything. Past, body, thoughts about thoughts, thoughts about feelings. Whatever they are, thoughts about food, thoughts about sleep, thoughts about time. Whatever they are, just observing them as events in your field of consciousness, as they come into your awareness, and as they dissolve, as they will. Just sitting with this awareness of thoughts coming and going as you dwell in the present, observing. If you find yourself at any point drawn into the stream of thinking, into the current of thoughts, when you notice you're no longer observing them or being with them, but you're off someplace else, maybe into the story, maybe deep into the memory, maybe into a fantasy of the future, just coming back to observing the thoughts as events, back to observation of the events. Using the breath and sense of the body to anchor you and stabilize into the present. Just sitting with this awareness of thoughts coming and going as you dwell in the present, observing. Of course, the thoughts can take any form, and they can be neutral or very highly charged, and particularly if thoughts come up that have fear in them, then just be aware of its being here and being aware of fear and letting these thoughts come and go. And the same for worries, preoccupations of one kind or another, pressures in the mind, thoughts of deadlines or obligations. And again, regardless of the charge the thought has for you, just observe it as a discrete thought. And let it just be here without pursuing it and without rejecting it. From moment to moment, thoughts will come and thoughts will go. For the remaining time, letting go all objects of attention, the breathing, the body, hearing, observing thinking. And instead of focusing on anyone, simply allow yourself to just sit here and be, fully aware of each moment, and aware of the seer of your being, witnessing, observing moment to moment, a choiceless awareness, observing with full awareness. If thoughts come, observe thoughts. If sounds, then sounds. If pain, then pain. If breath, then the breath, if it's most predominant, being with the breathing moment to moment, just sitting in stillness, looking for nothing, being sensitive and present and with it all, just as it is and just as it evolves. If you will, experience being present with simply being, present with awareness, being completely here, complete as you are, human, whole. As this sitting comes to a close, recognize you have spent this time intentionally nourishing yourself by dwelling in the state of non-doing, the state of being, intentionally making time for yourself to be who you are. You might want to congratulate yourself for taking time and energy to do this. And to allow yourself to do this on a regular basis is to nourish yourself in a deep way, and to allow the benefits of this practice to expand and to be an active expression of your life in every domain as it continues to unfold.